Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Bob Doty. On our show this week, we answer a question about long English words, play some music from Paul Simon, and report about Superman.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Superman!
Superman.
Superman.
America's most famous comic book hero, Superman, has returned in the new movie, Superman Returns. Faith Lapidus tells us the history of this popular superhero.
Superman was the first comic book hero who had superpowers. Superman can fly. He has powerful vision and hearing. He is called the Man of Steel because he is very strong. Superman protects innocent people from harm, fights evil, and carries out justice. Superman was born on the planet Krypton. His father sent him to the planet Earth as a baby to keep him safe. Krypton exploded soon after. When Superman landed on Earth, an old couple made him a home on their farm. As he grew, he learned that he had superpowers. During the day, he works as a quiet newspaper reporter named Clark Kent. He tries to keep his identity as Superman a secret. Superman was really born in Cleveland, Ohio, in the early 1930s. Two young men named Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster created the Superman character as a comic strip. Jerry and Joe both liked science fiction. Joe drew the pictures, and Jerry wrote the story. The two friends wanted their comic to be published in the newspaper, but newspapers rejected Superman. Finally, in 1938, Superman was published in a comic book called Action Comics No. 1. Superman was immediately popular. In less than a year, Superman became a newspaper comic strip. Mr. Siegel and Mr. Shuster did not make much money from their creation. They sold the legal rights to the comic for $130. Still, the Superman story was very successful. It is still published in comic books today. In 1940, Superman became the star of a radio show. In the 1950s, George Reeves starred in the popular Superman television series. In 1978, Christopher Reeve starred in the first of four Superman movies. The last was released in 1987. Sadly, Reeve was severely injured in a horse-riding accident in 1995. He was paralyzed and could not move from the neck down. He died in 2004. The new Superman movie stars Brandon Routh as the Man of Steel. This superhero has returned to the movies after almost 20 years. Superman is still very popular. In its first week, the movie earned more than $100 million.
Our VOA listener question this week comes from Japan. Yuji Ishibashi asks us about the longest word in the English language. The Oxford English Dictionary website says the longest word listed in Oxford dictionaries is this one, pneumono-ultramicroscopic silicovolcanoconiosis. This 45-letter word is the name of a kind of lung disease. The dictionary's website says that the word is like other examples of the longest words. They are not really spoken in everyday life. The Oxford English Dictionary website also lists other interesting facts about words. For example, what are the longest English words containing no letter more than once? They are two 15-letter words, uncopyrightable and dermatoglyphics. There are several one-syllable English words that have nine letters. Examples include screeched, scratched, scrounged, scrunched, and stretched. Another source of long English words is the Guinness Book of Records. It says the longest real word in the English language is flasse nasi nihila pilification. It is also the longest non-technical word listed in the Oxford English Dictionary. It has 29 letters. It means the act of estimating something as worthless. The Guinness Book of Records says it was first used in 1741. In recent times, United States Senator Jesse Helms used the word. So did former President Bill Clinton's press secretary. The best-known long English word is probably anti-disestablishmentarianism. This is the word for a 19th-century movement in Britain that opposed the separation of church and government. The word is 28 letters long. There is a well-known song about another long English word. It is from the 1964 Walt Disney movie, Mary Poppins. It has 34 letters. It is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
It's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious. If you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
The song was written by Robert Sherman. He said he and his brother created the word when they were boys at summer camp. The song describes using the word as a way to talk oneself out of difficult situations, and even as a way to change one's life. Paul Simon started writing and recording songs in the 1960s. Simon's first songs were calm and poetic with a folk music style. Now Paul Simon is 64 years old. Mario Ritter tells us about his latest album called Surprise.
This album is different from Paul Simon's earlier music, because it has an electronic sound. Simon worked with Brian Eno, who was known for electronic music. Eno produced music for the bands U2 and Talking Heads. Paul Simon's voice sounds the same as in his past records, but the electronic sound makes the new album more exciting. Simon told the New York Times that he thought about the September 11th attacks against America while making the album. Simon wanted the songs to have American sounds. One of his earlier albums, Graceland, was influenced by the music of South Africa. The song Outrageous is from Paul Simon's new album. This song has lots of energy. It sounds like a pop song. It asks the question, who will love you when your looks are gone?
It's outrageous to line your pockets off the misery of the poor. Outrageous to crime some human beings must endure. It's a blessing to wash your face in the summer solstice rain. It's outrageous a man like me stand here and complain. But I'm tired. 900 sit-ups a day. I'm painting my hair the color of muddy mud, okay? I'm tired, tired. Anybody care what I say? Gone. Tell me who's gonna love you when your looks are gone. Ah, who's gonna love you when your looks are gone? Who's gonna love you when your looks are gone? Who's gonna love you when your looks are gone? Who's gonna love you when your looks are gone? Who's gonna love you when your looks are gone?
Another song from the album Surprise is called Sure Don't Feel Like Love. In this song, Simon says there is a lack of love and caring in the world. The music has a hip-hop rhythm, unlike his past music.
I registered to vote today, felt like a fool, had to do it anyway, down at the high school. Think about the second line, you know, felt like a fool, people say it all the time. Even when it's true, so who's that cold jerk sticking all the salt on my shoe? Who's that cold jerk sticking all the salt on my shoe?
With another song from Paul Simon's new album, Surprise. Another Galaxy has a very electronic sound. The song also has softer guitar music. Simon sings about leaving home and other changes in a person's life.
On the morning of her wedding day, when no one was awake, she drove across the border, leaving all the yellow roses on her wedding cake, her mother's tears, her breakfast order. She's gone, gone, gone. In time when leaving home is the lesser crime. When your eyes are blind with tears, but your heart can see another life, another galaxy.
I'm Bob Doty. I hope you enjoyed our program today. Our show was written by Aaron Chavon and Nancy Steinbach. Katie Weaver was our producer. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.
As it sweeps across her eyes pillow, but she's gone, gone, gone. There is a moment, a tip in time, when leaving home is the lesser crime. When your eyes are blind, your heart.